It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to learn all about the N-word family. But before we do, I need to remind you, this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. I'll write my name, you write your name, and then go ahead and put your pencil down because we are going to do some coloring first. So we're going to work on the N-word family. It's made up of two sounds, I-N. It's a short I sound. Short I says I. And the last sound is N. So I'm going to sound out a word, and I want you to see if you can find it in the picture. Ready? F-I-N. F-I-N. Fin. Boys and girls, do you see it in the picture? Do you see the fish with the fin? There's an arrow pointing to it. Yes, fin is a word that belongs in the N word family. F-I-N. There you go. So let's color the fish with the fin. Let's color it orange. Go ahead and get started and color that fish with the fin orange. Can you tell me the sounds in fin? There are three of them. Will you sound it out for me? Good. F-I-N. Fin. Starts with what sound? F. Begins with F, and then we have our short I, I, and N is the ending, fin. Go ahead and color that arrow pointing to the fin orange also. Okay, put down your orange crayon. Let's color the lid to the fish tank. Let's color that lid. Let's do purple. Make it a purple lid. So fin belongs in our N-word family. And in just a second, I'm going to ask you to do something hard for me, but I bet you can. All right, put down your purple crayon, and then let's color the water in the fish tank blue. I'm going to use my blue-green crayon, but you can use any kind of blue you want. And color the water, so fill in that rectangular tank with your blue crayon. Go around the fish. So fin, if you take away the F in fin and change it to T, what word will you have? Take the F in fin and change it to T. Tin. And I'm not talking about the number. I'm not talking about the number 10. That actually has a eh sound. We're listening for the eh sound. Tin is something that a can is made out of. Like a soda can is made out of tin. If you've ever seen The Wizard of Oz, there's a tin man and he's made out of metal. Tin. So if you take the F in fin and change it to T, you get the word tin, which also is in our N-word family. I'm going to color the sand at the bottom of the fish tank brown. I don't know if you already colored that blue, but I just noticed it. So I'm going to color that in brown, and I'm going to add a little green to those little seaweed stocky looking things. And then we will be done with the fish with the fin in the tank. All right, take three more seconds to finish the entire fish tank. 3, 2, 1. All right, ready? Here's another word I want you to look for. I'm going to sound out a word. You look for the picture. B-I-N. 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 Bin. Boys and girls, do you see the bin in his room? It holds stuff. Do you see it? It kind of looks like a box. There it is. It could be his toy bin. So let's color his toy bin red. Find a red crayon and we will look at the word bin. B-I-N. Bin. Sometimes you can have an apple bin or a recycling bin. Does all this sound familiar? So this could be his toy bin. Bin. B-N. If you take away the F in fin and change it to B, you get bin. They both belong in the N word family. Can you sound out bin for me? Tell me all the sounds in bin. B-I-N. Bin. Good. Take 2 more seconds for the red bin. 2, 1. All right. Put down your red crayon. Now let's look for this word. Ready? W-I-N. 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 Win. What did he win? Can you tell? He has 2 of something. Yes, he has 2 trophies. He can win them. He had to do something to win them. Do you see the trophy next to the fish tank? What do you think he had to do to win that one? Yeah, he had to play soccer. There's a soccer ball on it. Let's color that trophy that he can win. Let's color it yellow. Go ahead. So win belongs in our N word family. Can you tell me the sounds in the word win? Sound it out for me. W-I-N, win. W-I-N, win. Good. He can win this. He will win it every time. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. All right. And now he's holding another one. I wonder what he did to win that one. Let's color the one that he is holding yellow also. Wonder what he did to win this one. It doesn't have a soccer ball on it. So maybe it's for something else. Win. Can you change the W in win to D? What do you have if you change the W in win to D? Din. Din. It's kind of a nonsense word, but sometimes you might have heard someone say, like me, for example, what's for din din tonight? I'm hungry for some din din. Have you ever heard anyone say that, or am I just weird? It's short for dinner around my house. What's for din din? I'm hungry. Give me some din din. So when, din, ben, fin, all of these belong in the N word family. And when they all belong in the same word family, they rhyme. I love words that rhyme because you can make up songs. Go ahead and put down your yellow crayon. Here's another word in our picture. It might be a little hard for you, but let's try it. Ready? Qu-in. Qu-in. Quinn. Guess who Quinn is? Can you guess? It's someone's name. Yes, it's the boy's name. He is Quinn. He is the one that can win all the trophies. He's the one with the fish that has the fin. He's the one with the toy bin. It's Quinn. Yeah. So let's color Quinn. Let's color his hair brown. Go ahead and color his hair brown. This is Quinn. Quinn begins with a Q. And you know, Q is almost always followed by the letter U. So this is a Q-U. Quinn. Quinn. Q-I-N. Q-I-N. Quinn. Take away the Q and change it to a U. Take Q. Change it to U. Lynn. Yes. If you change the Q and Quinn, you get, and change it to a L, you get Lynn. All right, 2 more seconds. 2, 1. All right, let's give Quinn a green shirt. I'm going to use my light green crayon because it's kind of sharp. So I'm going to use this one. Quinn has on a green shirt. So all of these words, Ben, Quinn, Lynn, Finn, Ben, these all rhyme. And when words rhyme, it's easy to make up poems or songs. I love to do it. Quinn will win another trophy. He'll put it in his bin. The fish with the fin might jump out into the bin. It's Quinn. He likes to win. Let's color Quinn's pants blue. Let's give him some blue jeans. Go ahead and color his pants blue. So see, I can rhyme because words that belong in the same word family, real or nonsense, they rhyme. When they belong in the same word family, they rhyme. Oh, there we go. He looks nice. All right, brown shoes for him, and then we're gonna move down to the bottom and work on some stuff at the bottom of our page. Put on some brown shoes for this kid. This is Quinn. He likes to win. He has a fish with a fin. He puts his trophies in a bin. He has a sister named Lynn. It's Quinn. All right, go ahead and put down your brown crayon. Find your pencil. We're going to work at the bottom of our page. If you look at number one, you're going to see a row of pictures going across. I'm going to name the picture for you. You circle it if you think it belongs in the N word family. Remember, it has a short I, N at the end. Here we go. Number one, that's a pin. It's a safety pin. N. Yes, circle that. That belongs in our N word family. The next picture is a picture of a can, but hold it. It's a tin can. So we're going to work on the word tin here. Tin. T-N. T-N. Yes, tin belongs in our N word family. Circle that. It's a tin can. I told you, like the guy on The Wizard of Oz, this is made out of metal. Scoot over. Our next picture is van. Van. No, leave it alone. That does not belong in our family. Does not belong in Quinn's room. Scoot over. What about dog? No, and I love dogs, but no, it doesn't belong in our family. It doesn't belong in Quinn's room. Dun, dun, dun. It's a shark. It's his what? Fin. And yes, circle that. That belongs in our family. And the last picture, whoa, what did he win? He won a trophy. That one has a star on it. And he won a medal. What did he win? Win is the word we're looking at. Win. Yes, circle that. It belongs in our word family. Whoa, we have four pictures that belong in our word family. You should have circled the safety pin. You should have circled the tin can. You should have circled the shark's fin, and you should have circled the boy. What did he win? All right, let's go down to number two. Let's read that word. It says win. Win. What did he win? Can you trace the circle around the I and the N? I and N is the N family. It's the short I. Those are the two letters that make up our word family. So scoot over. We have the beginning sound for when. Now we need to add the word family. I, write it down, in, when. Now scoot over, let's write the whole word. When, W-I-N, when. Good job. All right, let's do number three. We have fin, fin. Trace the circle around the I and the N. That's our word family. Scoot over. We have the beginning sound. Let's finish it. I, you write I, in, fin. Scoot over. Write the word fin. F, I, in. Excellent. All right, let's look at number four. Whoa, it's a pin. It's a pin. Let's write the word pin. P, 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 I, N. It's in our N family. P-I-N. Can you circle the I and the N? That's our word family. And then scoot over. Look, it's a recycling bin. Let's write the word bin. B-B-B-I-N. Bin. Will you circle the two letters in our word family? I and N. Excellent. Boys and girls, you did it. You are amazing. You are experts for the N word family. That's because you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.